Good morning, Northumberland County. Reality Realty is once again on the air. We are Northumberland 89.7's Real Estate Talk Show, where we take on, talk about all things real estate with a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I'm Dave Smith, Certified Home Inspector, and this is Dale Bryant, Real Estate Broker.
Good morning, Dave.
Second week of September is here. Dale.
Yeah, and everybody's life is going back to normal.
Getting back to normal. Actually, I did want to add something in here. We had been remiss. We had a friend of the show and a longtime realtor in our area retire recently around the end of August. Evelyn Vandermeer, longtime quality realtor in our area. She will be greatly missed, but I'm hoping maybe we might be able to have her back on the show sometime in future, because she doesn't look like someone who's going to sit around for any length of time. So
I know
we'll still have her back on the show.
Evelyn will not sit still.
she will probably be listening today.
She will be busy with things, I'm sure.
Well, she said she had to retire just so she could listen to Reality Realty full time, I think, is what she's...
Oh, we're starting off with lies.
But it's back to work. It's back to school. And no more fooling around, Bryant. What do we got today?
Well, today, Dave, you had a great idea. You had an idea that we would take Realtor.ca and explore what's inside Realtor.ca. There is so much information there for the public to use, and we're just going to navigate through it. We're going to take a look at if everybody wants to get their computer ready or their iPad or tablet. Maybe that's more correct way to say it. Their smartphone ready. Maybe you'd like to walk through it as we go through the different aspects of Realtor.ca.
So for those that maybe want to scramble, www.realtor.ca, and there is mobile apps on there as well. If you go down to the bottom of the first page, you'll find them.
Absolutely. And today, Dave, I really need to do a shout out. I need to do it, and this ties into our show, a shout out to a homeowner.
Okay.
A shout out to a home improver.
Oh.
Happy birthday to my brother, Wayne. It's his birthday today, and I'd like to wish him a happy birthday. He's taking the day off work and just
going to
enjoy.
So is this Wayne Bryant?
Wayne Bryant.
Well, I you would have assumed that it was Wayne Bryant, but I know that you may have adopted some sort of like a Hollywood name when you took on the hosting.
No, Bryant is my real name.
Yes, you didn't change it for marketing branding purposes.
I didn't see coming what actually happened.
Well, you never do.
No, and we're also, Dave, going to look at today our how to survive your home inspection report. This will be the last.
This will be part last.
Part last of the series. We're going to look at snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County, and we'll be doing points to ponder. So why don't you start us off, Dave?
Sorry, a little heavy sigh there. Just the idea of this ending is just, it's maybe a little hard for me to bear with the how to survive your home inspection, but I'll plow my way through it.
We'll talk through it after
we'll
the show.
Yeah, we'll get through it. Yeah. So how to survive your home inspection, part last. Through the summer, I've been pulling from my list of most common items that are found during my inspections, and we're at the end of that list. And so in keeping with our back-to-school theme, we're going to do a review today, Dale. This is the end of an era in late-night TV, as well as Stephen Colbert did his very first late-night broadcast, replacing Dave Letterman. So here's to Dave Letterman, the top 10 things you can do to survive your home inspection. Are you ready, Dale? You're keeping track still, right?
Yeah, buckle up for safety.
Number 10, leave a letter of greeting for the inspector telling of items in disrepair, location of attic hatch, access panels, or key info about the home, age of the roof, and repairs pending. Number 9, get the electrical system inspected. Buyers are almost universally afraid of faulty electrical. Generational issues like aluminum wiring, ungrounded circuits, fusible panels, and knob and tube, so prepare yourself. Number 8, building permit records, decks, renoed basements, any walls that have been removed. If you did these things under code, if you did these things to code and you got building permits issued, then you should have those available. Number seven, service the HVAC system. That's the furnace, the air conditioning, the HRV. Change the filters and leave past service records out for the buyer and the home inspector, and contact info handy as well in regards to those service personnel. It shows a pattern of care and good maintenance. Number six, clean your gutters and your downspouts. So as what's my mantra, Dale? Water is the enemy of the home,
Dave.
And gutters that are poorly maintained, too short downspouts, etc., are public enemy number one. So we're these are our top five. This is when it gets serious, Dale. Number five, test all the windows for function. Clean and lubricate them and make minor repairs to the hardware if necessary. Number four, in how to survive your home inspection. Number four, remove or crate your pets. The home inspector is everywhere, and pets can get very stressed with a stranger in the home. So ensure the inspector is focused on the homes and your pets are comfortable. Number three, plan to leave the home. This one should be in many ways number one, but number three, plan to leave the home. Allow a minimum of 3.5 hours. And if you return and the inspector is there, please simply wait. This is a key moment in the sale of your home. Rushing it will not make it better or more comfortable for anyone. Why is it taking so long? See number two. See, I've linked them together, Dale. Pretty good, eh? That's pro stuff right there. Number two, provide access. The attic hatch, clear the closets, the belongings, the shelving to get to the attic. The furnace, the electrical panel, the hot water tank, the crawl spaces, ensure they can be accessed safely. Leave the lights on in these rooms or in those dark areas, especially the confined areas where there's a hidden light or light switch like attics and crawl spaces. Maybe leave them on for the inspector. Are you ready? Did you bring your drums? You didn't bring your... Do you have bongos or anything? Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll work on that. The number one thing you can do to survive your home inspection, inspect the home yourself. Walk around, try every switch, receptacle, catch door, under every sink, check the crawl spaces, make the repairs you can, get a roofer to inspect the roof if you're uncomfortable doing it yourself. That, sir, is the number one thing you can do, and that is our top 10 ways to survive your home inspection. But don't worry, we're going to start something new next week.
Looking forward to it. Dave, how many parts will that one have?
You got to tease them. I can't be revealing those things.
Yeah, you don't know, do you? All right, let's take a look at a snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. Over the past month, Dave, we've had 104 residential listings sell. So the numbers have gone down over the past number of weeks through July and August. Be ready for next week to see the numbers instantly raise. Kids are back to school. People are back to work. Holidays are over. Real estate is back in gear. Not that it went way out of gear over July and August either.
No, it's been very busy.
Yeah.
Solid, right?
Yeah,
here.
We really didn't get the break we typically get. No. Listings for sale. What's our inventory? Well, we're at 378 residential listings up for sale listed on our local board. The average listing price of successful sales over the past year, the average listing price has been approximately $309,000, and they have sold for, on average, approximately $300,000. So people are still getting 97%. Successful sales are getting 97% of their asking price on average in a market time of 68 days. Now, what kind of market do we have? We have a seller's market. We're at a 28% absorption rate, and typically anything above 20% absorption rate is considered a seller's market. So we're standing at 28. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, you'll want this information that's most relevant to the home you're thinking of buying and or selling. So talk to your realtor. Find out this sort of information. What we've been giving you is general. Find out this kind of information that is particular to the home that you are going to buy or sell. All the statistics and the information I use to calculate the absorption rate come to us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. Dave, today's mortgage rates, we've had a small reduction in our best five-year fixed. Best five-year fixed is down to 2.44%, and the best five-year variable remains the same at 1.85%. And naturally, these rates, these best rates, are conditional on approved credit, and some restrictions may apply. And today's mortgage rates come to us from the mortgage broker, Carol Ann Bryant, here in Northumberland County. How about points to ponder, Dave? What do you got for us today?
Well, points to ponder, if you're just turning into Reality Realty, this is Dave Smith and Dale Bryant, and this segment is called Reality Realty's Points to Ponder, and I'm glad you mentioned it, Dale. Otherwise, we'd appeared unprepared for that comment. But this is a segment I often struggle with, Dale.
Why?
I'm admitting this. So a topic, direction.
But it's so open.
The philosophical aspect of it. I'm always leery of sounding, and I think you're in the same boat. I'm always leery of sounding like an expert in a field, which I am not. I learn every day. So I thought I'd rely on some things that I do know, things I have experienced.
So it's a short points to ponder.
Humor, folks. These are things I can offer up for listeners to ponder in regards to home ownership, etc., based on my experience. So this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say try to keep your emotions in check when you're searching for a home. It's a tremendously stressful, exciting, gut-wrenching time to buy your first home. But no matter how caught up in it you get, try this. Don't think of it as what we can afford or not afford. Think of it as your budget. And I know that just sounds like a different way of phrasing it, but think of it as a budget. This is my budget. It may sound hokey, but in my experience, when you parcel it off like that, almost as an entity unto itself or a guide, it makes it easier to make clear decisions. You may have one of, if you're buying a home together, you may have one person purchasing with you, and this really helps when the two of you do not agree. Make the budget the bad guy, the unstoppable, non-negotiating entity, the black and white. There's no leeway. It's not you. It's not me. This is the budget. Secondly, try not to believe it's going to be your forever home. The chances are great. It will not be. More so now than ever, we move across town, across the country, across the world. So it's buy what you need. Not what you want, if only to find out if it's what you really want. It's far better to get a home that fits the budget, your life, a home that you can build your life, find out your limitations, your priorities, your long-term goals. And this is especially true for first-time buyers. You don't need it all, not right now, not in this house. For goodness sake, leave something for later. This is just your first home. You've been living with your parents or living in a condo or an apartment, etc. This may not completely define what you need in a house. In fact, living in your first house will probably more help you define what you don't want, whether you need a large lawn and all the maintenance comes with it, the intricacies or the frustrations of older plumbing or even a fixer-upper. Your first home, if you're like me, will always be remembered as one of the best no matter what, if not the best we ever had, regardless of its deficiencies. If you max out your budget and you have to work long hours, stay in a job you dislike, or with limited options to pay the mortgage, how happy will you be? How can you build the equity in your home, for example, if the basement is fully finished and the lawn is beautifully manicured and the kitchen recently updated, or a four-bedroom house when there's just two of you? Sure, you may be planning a family, but why not spend the next 3 to 5 years in a two-bedroom unit with an unfinished basement and save towards the next? And, or better yet, learn to strap walls, insulate, set a toilet, or bring a lawn back from the dead, or plant a tree. If you're like me, the pleasure is not in purchasing a beautiful home. It's creating a beautiful home together. And the payoff is the sweat equity you build and the excitement of what you can do with a greater palette, your new experiences, and the next home. And that, sir, is what I pondered. Reality Realty's points to ponder.
That's a really good points to ponder, Dave, because the budget is so critical. It is. And we try
the budget,
and
not what you can afford, your budget.
Your budget, and we take it from budget to what we can afford and stretch it.
Always.
And what you had to say there about we don't need it all right now. Mm. That's contrary to everything I see on television or hear
Well, and not to sound, well, I always sound like the old man. I keep saying that. Usually I say that just before I sound like an old man. But, I mean, that is a generational thing. Mm-hmm. I think that the generation, our kids that are coming up, that's just almost an expectation, is to get everything I want right now because they've seen everything.
Yeah, whatever you had at mom and dad's place that they'd worked for decades to get, that's just what a house is, right?
Yeah.
And you need that. Well, you are listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join Dave and me right after this short break. We're going to have more, if you would like, a bit of an interactive segment. So if you would like, get out your tablets, your laptops, smartphones, and we're going to tour the website www.realtor.ca. and learn what that has to offer. So please stay with us. Welcome back to Reality Realty, Northumberland County's Real Estate Talk. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith, live and in the studios of Northumberland 89.7 FM. And we thought we'd do a little different show today, sort of a one-of-a-kind follow-along show where we're going to take a look at Realtor.ca and all it has to offer. Dave, when I was looking through Realtor.ca, there's so much information there. And one of the key points was that 85% of people that start looking for a home start on the web. And definitely, Realtor.ca is your very most comprehensive resource.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great tool. I'm not sure everybody uses it to its fullest, but there's so much you can learn and you can be so educated before you even really begin wholeheartedly into the real estate market. So if you've never been on it before, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, or even if you're just thinking about what this website has to offer, this is a great starting point. So again, go to www.realtor.ca and remember, there's a free mobile app as well, and I personally use that mobile app. I like it.
Well, yeah, and actually, just right on the very first page, if you go down to the very first the home page, you'll see that there is there for the iPhone, the iPad, and for Android as well. So, personally, Dale, we've been using this app for years. It's like all good websites. It's a live document that's constantly looking at enhancements and changes to make it even better. I really love it for my business as a home inspector because I get some valuable information that cuts down on the amount of time and increases the accuracy when I'm actually going out to an inspection because I can actually prep the inspection in advance. That's the part of home inspection that maybe a lot of folks don't understand is all of these templates in the inspection itself has to be built in advance to make it quicker on site. So it's valuable for me. So let's just get right into it here. Let's start at the beginning, the home page. The homepage, it'll enable you to search by various criteria, neighborhood, listing ID, postal code. And the listing ID, just for clarification, is the long number that is specific to that home in the area. Think of it as an address to get you directly to that home. And it's actually right on the front page. And it's actually, it depends on the board, but it will be a fairly long number that you can simply cut and paste if you want to look, or if somebody passes on the information of a certain listing to you, by a text or an email, you could simply do it that way. As far as the information that you want, you can filter the information based on your preferences, price limits, upper and lower, number of beds, number of baths, listed since, open houses. That's your favorite, Dale.
Open houses, not so much.
Well, but this does give you an opportunity. If you want to go out and look at open houses this weekend, you can actually go in and just put the dates that you want and, again, the area that you want or even, you know, the style. If you only want to look at bungalows, if you only want to look at condos, this is a way of creating a list of just open houses for that particular area. But also very specific options like a pool or acreage or even AC. I mean, if these are things, if you will not buy a house that doesn't have air conditioning in it, or I need a house that's not on a quote-unquote cookie-cutter lot, I want acreage, then this will help filter it down because you've got to keep in mind, your first pass, you could have 5,000 listings. If you just say Northumberland County and you don't put any parameters, then you're going to get them all.
Yeah, you could end up with just a whole host of homes to sort through before you find what you really like. And then there's the other thing too, Dave, to keep in mind. If you refine it too much, this tool, this search tool for the public, realtor.ca is for the public. The realtors actually use their own realtor version, which is a lot more comprehensive. But with either tool, it's only as strong as how the realtor uploaded the listing. So if there's an aspect of a listing that, say something like garage or not garage, if a house has a garage and it didn't get uploaded that it has a garage, and you say garage only,
yeah, fair enough.
Now all of a sudden you're missing homes that will actually should have showed up. You might be interested in. So you can put not enough criteria in, and you can put too much criteria in.
Right, and I must say that we did not contact Realtor.ca to talk about the criteria to do this show today. So,
well, and Realtor.ca, it's owned by CREA, the Canadian Real Estate Association. So it's owned by the members, by realtors. And realtors, in their annual dues, they have they've been paying for the creation of Realtor.ca. For any of the changes you mentioned earlier, any of the changes to keep it modernized, and the day-to-day updating. So the realtors are who paid for the site to be here.
Well, it's a great one. It is a great one in so many ways. So certainly for someone who's even just starting, this would almost be start one for me to start to get your head around what all is involved. And mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things in here that it isn't just a website, or it doesn't just contain things you can see on the website. It also is just absolutely chock full of fantastic information. So I'm just going to point out a couple of them right off the bat. There are two downloadable PDFs down at the bottom of the front page. The first one is called a Home Buyer's Roadmap. And the second is called the Finding the Right Home Checklist. So let's start off first with the benefits of the Home Buyer's Roadmap. And you and I can just go back and forth on what the different features are. But what this does for you, the Home Buyer's Roadmap, it clarifies what a realtor can help you with. And there's some great info there and some real eye-openers, I think, for the first-time buyer or even those that aren't as experienced. Maybe you purchased a home, but, you know, goodness knows how you got to that step. So there's certainly some real eye-openers in there.
Okay, Dave, I'm just going to stop you here because if somebody's following along, and which I just switched over to realtor.ca, mm-hmm. and so I'm trying to find this. You said it's at the bottom of the page. Home Buyer's Roadmap. So if you're scrolling down, it's about just a little less than halfway down the page.
Okay,
Big green button. Big green button. You can download it and instantly have
and save it as a PDF.
And save it as a PDF if that's what you do. Yeah,
that's what you do. That's what you do, Dale. That's what we do. It'll help to assess your financial readiness. There are information on mortgage options and mortgage default insurance. Again, words and things that may never have entered into your vocabulary before. A great one here, government programs, programs that may, I'm assuming, rebate programs and opportunities for first-time buyers. Great information. Again, maybe you qualify, maybe you don't, but education and knowledge is power. And then finding a home. And I want to point out, I mean, we could spend a show on every one of these tabs. We could spend a whole show on the Home Buyer's Roadmap, without doubt. But mm-hmm. I want to point out how many steps there are, and this gives you a great essence of that, how many steps there are before the house search even begins. And this is about readiness. This is about making yourself readiness as a buyer.
Things to consider.
Right. And I think that's indicative of the way to properly enter this new phase of your lives as potential homeowners. There's lots to think about. Long before you think about the house itself. Is that something that you think would be of value, Dale? Is that in your experience?
Absolutely a step back. I know I was just talking to a young couple just this week, and they were pretty keen about a move. And then when we were talking about what they're looking for in a move, I didn't see a big difference between what they were in and what they were wanting to move to. So, I mean, it was that step back and saying, hey, listen, let's take a look at what it's going to cost you to move in order to attain these features or these amenities in and around your home. And let's take a look if it makes sense. And, I mean, the jury's not out yet on it. It definitely gave them some things to think about, but it just might make sense to invest in their home to make those very, because the changes they were wanting were small in my estimation. They were smaller. So if they invest their hard-earned dollars into that investment they already have, as opposed to investing it into real estate commissions, into lawyer fees, into land transfer tax. So this finding a home is a tool here on realtor.ca that helps you step back and say, you know, a larger look at what are we doing and maybe even why are we doing it.
Well, and then carrying on through this checklist, there's the making an offer stage. And this is great. I mean, it defines what is an offer. Do you have your money ready? And these are all, I mean, literal pratfalls for so many first-time buyers. I mean, they're learning as they go. This walks you through the entire transaction, the entire purchase of a home, again, long before you've even started to look at a home. So you're educating yourself, and this will start to, I don't like to use the word red flags, but it'll certainly make you available, you know, things we've talked about so many times on the show about, is the money ready? You know, we talk about pre-approval or you have money, you say you've got money, but where is that money and is it ready? Mm-hmm. Do you have up-to-date identification, the things that you're going to need when you do get to the point of making an offer? Because it all goes so very quickly under a very stressful time. So then it carries on down the list to closing and related costs. Again, some real eye-openers here, things you didn't think about. You know, you may say, I have X number, $10,000 for the sake of argument, just say $10,000, but how much of that money is actually going to be going? It's not going to necessarily go into the down payment because you're going to have to pay cash money on some of the related costs. And
there's
the
closing costs.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right off the bat, that money starts to ebb away. So again, this will get you more real.
Yeah. And it's not once you go through, I mean, this was what closing costs was on page 11, it would appear, page 11 of the home buyer's roadmap. When you go through it, it's not as though you don't need now to talk to professionals.
Right.
But you know some right questions.
We know some stuff.
Yeah,
we know
absolutely.
Some stuff.
Great tool, Dave.
So let's talk about the other checklist that's on the realtor.ca website, the Finding the Right Home checklist. What a great tool. Again, very valuable, especially for quick moves or long distance moves. And this has been our experience, Shayla's and mine. We bought out of province at least twice, actually three times, I suppose, where we flew into a town. We had 2 days. We had to look at homes. We had to find a home. It mixed in with all that, we're looking at schools and jobs and you name it. So these checklists are fantastic. When you're touring the home, whether it's for open houses or when you're guided by a realtor. So many times you can confuse one house to another, and you probably see this in your experience. Was that the one that had the granite top, or was it the other house that had the granite top? And did that one have three bedrooms or two bedrooms?
Yeah. So, okay, Dave. We don't often talk about, we create the show. We get a basic rough draft of it. We don't always know what our personal opinions are on this stuff, so I'm going to share mine.
Well, mine's the right one.
Yeah, and
that's
so
usually the default.
I'll come up with the alternate opinion then. Let's call it alternate. So I'm taking a look at this home buyer's checklist.
Yes.
A great thing, although there's a lot of stuff. And yes, you're right. There is home confusion when people leave a place. Mm-hmm. This is so comprehensive, this particular home house hunting checklist. I just think it's a bit too much. And I think of it as, you know, you got a family event and somebody's on the camera and they're either taking pictures, trying to capture pictures, trying to capture video, and they sort of miss the event.
They miss the event. Yeah. And that's what was my gut feeling about this checklist.
It's a lot of stuff because a lot of this stuff is already on the listings, which hopefully you got a copy, electronic or hard copy, take home. I personally like a lot simpler list. I like to going back to your the roadmap we first did, make a short list of the things, the have to haves and the really want to haves.
Right.
And then when you go into a house like this, what hits you when you go in? Like, right, what are those things you just fall in love with and you go, man, that was on our have to have, or that's something I never thought of, but wow, did I like it? So the wows. And then the things that are objectionable, that I could never deal with that, or that's going to cost us some money.
Or that's a game changer.
Yeah. So I don't want to put down the list. Somebody went through the trouble of making this very detailed list. I think there's just a lot of duplicity of what's already existing, right, on the listing itself.
So you could take this list, though. I mean, it certainly gives you an excellent starting point. What you could do, and my advice there would be, if you're someone who likes to do things yourself and create your own stuff, then you can use this as a great template and delete the stuff you don't want, maybe even make additions. Or you could simply print off this list, get a highlighter pen, and highlight the key things that you want to make sure in every home, mm-hmm, that you definitely want the answers to, and just stick to those highlights. Remember, folks, this does not have to be work and shouldn't be work. It should be fun. This is an exciting time. Make it fun and don't miss the process in trying to fill out a list. So it's a starting point for most, and but still a valuable tool. And you got to remember that many of the questions asked and answered only matter to you as a buyer. If you've already established that this is not the home for you, don't waste your time with a checklist, because again, you're just chewing up valuable time in this busy life. And a lot of the questions that you may have on this list could be answered by the listing feature sheet itself. So you could print that off in advance, or make a note to print off the listing sheet when you get back to the back home, and go from there. So focus on the key points specific and important to you as buyers. If you're more of a video kind of person, on the realtor.ca website, there's a series of great videos on here as well. And one of them is the realtor's role in the process. Alongside, there are great lists of pros and cons, urban versus rural, types and definitions of styles of homes, condos, and the specifics of condo life, and even new or resale. Should we be looking at a new home based on our criteria? Very valuable as well, Dale, mm-hmm, you'd say?
Yeah, and I'm not saying I've looked at every video on this website, but I definitely have looked at a number of the videos on realtor.ca. And what I really like about it, Dave, is these videos aren't so long that you're going to fall asleep, right, during them, and they're not going to bore you to death.
Well, they're not all polished and rah-rah. I think for the most part, they're presenting these folks as real buyers. I have no reason to doubt they are.
Well, I don't know if they're real buyers or they're just really representing a real buyer story.
Right.
But they're... most of the ones I saw around the 2 minute mark, maybe even under 2 minutes. So they're easy to sit through. They're enjoyable.
Well, and we're going to have to go to break here in a second here, but there's a video on here as well on figuring out how much you can afford with the costs broken down into, you know, first time costs or only time costs, but also monthly costs on owning this home, formulas for figuring out what a bank will lend you.
Yeah, mortgage calculators, affordability calculators.
Yep. Gross debt service ratios, yep, and total debt service ratio.
Land transfer tax calculators.
And these are simple numbers that we're asking for. We're not asking for your utility costs right down to the cent. Just getting you into the framework and, frankly, maybe into the realities of, mm-hmm, what you can really afford, because you may be thinking, well, the mortgage is going to be this much, but there is taxes, there's utilities, mm-hmm, so it's getting you more real. And it's asking for simple things too, like your income.
Yeah, and you know what I really like too, Dave, is they have a mortgage calculator side by side. So you can take... your scenario, you have the house in mind, you know what you have to put down, and you can change the entry criteria in both and say, well, if we got this mortgage at this rate, or if we got this rate, or if we changed our amortization, because that can change the speed at which your mortgage gets paid off. And you can do it side by side,
right,
same screen, and say, wow, this is what it means to us in the end.
Wow.
I like that a lot.
And this is one that, Dave Smith of 2015 versus 1985, This gives you an opportunity to really look at your monthly debt payments. You know, if you've got a Visa bill that costs you $250 a month or $300 a month to service, if you've gone out and you bought a TV or you bought a new car or you're thinking of buying a new car, this really makes you the stark reality of what those debt payments or those buying tendencies that you have, how dramatic an effect they're going to have on what you can really afford. And whether you like it or not, this is the real stuff that lender is going to be looking at. So like it or not, these are things that you really need to face. And you may come to the conclusion here that you're going to have to rethink your lifestyle and your wants and needs because you can't have it all. Is that fair, Dale?
Absolutely fair. So Dave, if the people are looking, where in the world are all these calculators?
Mm-hmm.
If they go at the top right-hand side of the page and click on buying and selling info, and then to the side, there's planning your finances. You could click on that on a navigation menu. Then below that, you're going to see financial tools, mortgage calculator, calculate land transfer tax, an affordability calculator. So all those things, that's how to get to them on here.
All right. Just remember, folks, as you enter into the commitment of purchasing a home, your employer, your family, your friends, and personal time may be taxed, especially your employer. So please make every appointment matter. Use these lists to be prepared, and you know, it'll really help you with the process. This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. When we return, we're going to travel down the path of home ownership with the website realtor.ca. So please follow along with us.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM, local real estate talk. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the website, realtor.ca, how to use realtor.ca to its very best to educate yourself, to get a bit of an edge on the home buying and selling process. Great site for both buyers and sellers. So if you got a feel for the site, that gives you a great head start, don't you agree, Dave, on buying and selling a home?
Oh, I think it really is. And unfortunately, sometimes you don't find out about it until you're already well into the process. But I think it's just one of the best websites I've ever seen, let alone for real estate.
Yeah. And like I said earlier,
that's how boring my life is.
as I said early in the program, according to CREA's stats, Canadian Real Estate Association, 85% of people buying a home start online. And this is your very best resource for online home buying and selling.
All right. So so we've walked you through. We've got you settled. We've got you to pay off your Visa bill. And we've got you in line. You've done all the rest of the calculations. So now you're looking for a home. So the first step on the website to look for a home is to usually just type in the area you're looking, the postal code, the city, even the neighborhood, and then the basic criteria, the number of beds, the number of baths, the price limit. Now, I just want to make a comment on the price limit here, and that is to remember that the pricing that you see on the home here, of course, is the asking price of the home. So my suggestion is to say, if your budget, by example, is $300,000, set the limit to the $310,000 range, because this is the asking price for the home. And even in our hot market, where we're stating that the statistics are showing that you're getting 97%.
So 97%.
Yeah. So reasonably then, that home that's listed at $310,000, by example, may actually come in at the $300,000 price point. So just put it a little bit higher. There we are talking about me.
We started off budget. But you know what? I think, trying
to get real. That's
yeah, right. Just to keep this in line with what you originally said, you're talking about giving that, say, 3% above budget, not above, you know, top dollar.
Right.
I mean, there is continuity to what we're saying here.
Okay, so if you do that, then you might get, you know, you may get a house that's really in your budget by just setting those parameters. Remember, they're just parameters. So if you do look at putting, even if you do go a little bit higher than your actual budget. But if, just by example, again, if you end up buying a house and having to renovate the basement and you had a $300,000 budget and you end up spending $20,000 in the process of fixing up that basement, it may have been better for you to spend $10,000 more for a home with a finished basement. So just all we're doing here is searching on the web, and this is doing this right here. 20 years ago may have taken you months to do in the real world. So you have a great system here.
Well, you would have had to go into the real estate office and go through their MLS books.
Yeah.
And that was a little painful, and it didn't tell near the story of what this site. Well, my favorite, Dave, while we're on this,
yep.
I like going, if you're on realtor.ca and you're on the homepage, I like to scroll down just a little bit, and it's a map, and it says listings in my area. And if you click on that, your computer, your smartphone, or your tablet's going to ask mine does anyways, if the computer is allowed to take note of my location. And I say yes, and then I just drill down, which is just basically a double click on the center of the map where I want to go. And I like doing it that way as opposed to all the fields. And then I look in an area, and there's little indicators where all the homes are listed.
Right.
And then you can just hover your cursor over top.
Fantastic.
Get a real quick look at the primary picture, a little bit of information. You know whether to click on it or not. The other neat thing is some people might think it's a fault of realtor.ca because they'll see duplicate listings. They'll see the same house twice.
Right.
Really, all that means is maybe in Northumberland County, maybe you have a realtor who has listed the home on Northumberland, the Northumberland board, and they've also listed it on, say, the Toronto board. So it's going to show up twice. I see.
Okay.
And that explains that.
That does make sense. So, you know, as you're checking off your boxes, your filters, for want of a better word, you're putting in your building type. And this is a key thing, too. If you're in the habit of checking regularly, you've been on this course of looking for a home over the last few months, you can check the box listed since. And you can say, well, I know I checked last Saturday, and I want to check this Saturday, and I only really want to look at changes. I only want to look at new stuff. So you could put in a date that you've decided on, which will reveal only the new listings. So this is only since the last time I searched, okay? Other check boxes, key things you feel are must-haves. And again, you want to try to board it down, as Dale, I like this phrase there, but you want a garage, you want a pool, you want acreage. So you can do that, and that way you're not going to be sifting through homes that you really have no intention of buying. All of these filters help to keep you focused on on the type of home you're looking for. So when you've entered all the options, you can click go, and it'll take you to a map. And by, as Dale said, landing over the spot, the listing and the picture of each home will pop up. But it also shows you the streets, the schools, the retail, the green space, etc., which is key certly for young families. When you talk to school, when you talk about you want to find out why would you want to be in a specific neighborhood? Well, maybe people live there that you know, but maybe school is a key thing, you know, especially for first-time buyers. They've got young children or hoping to have a young family. That may be a key thing.
Looking for other young families.
Right. Directly below the pictures of the home are the key elements like land size, the age of the building, description of the property. And this is a key thing here too. This is commonly where standout features of that home will be. Think of it as a highlights. Recent big ticket upgrades like a new roof, a new HVAC, or which is your air conditioning and heating system, and any renovations that have been done. But also below that building, the amount of rooms, bedrooms, baths, heating, whether it's on water or sewer, or whether it's in a rural property where it uses a well and septic, and the exterior finishes of the home. If you really don't like houses with vinyl siding, then you'll be able to tell on that first page. And walk score, Dale, can you maybe just touch on walk score? I didn't really understand too much when I first started off.
Walk score is something that has recently been introduced to realtor.ca, and when I say recently, oh, I think maybe it's been here for about 2 years. Time flies. It could have been here for maybe 2 years.
Well, I know the terminology's been around for a while.
Yeah, but on actual realtor.ca, I'm going to hazard a guess, 2-3 years it's been up there. And it just gives you an idea of how close this home is to other amenities. Is it close to a bus route? Is it close to restaurants? Is it close to shopping? Maybe you're a person who you really don't want to buy a vehicle. You maybe don't want the expense of a vehicle, You like taking maybe a cab when you need to, but you really enjoy walking. So it's really neat to pay attention to the walk scores on this. Not all, just like any sort of technology, Dave, they're not all perfect.
No.
I've seen walk scores pop up and they haven't been accurate. So, you know, double check. But they certainly do give it a good try. Yeah.
Okay. So you found a listing or listings that you want, houses that you really are interested in. Maybe you're thinking of this point now, contacting a realtor you already have. So you can then print them off, or better, if you want to go paperless, you can make a favorites list. And this is a really cool aspect of this website. So you find the listings that you want, and you can simply click on the favorite icon, which is actually the little heart icon. And it'll start to make a list for you. So you're starting to mark these listings as ones that I'm very interested in. And it will automatically, this is another thing too, it will automatically delete them as the listing sells. So you've got a hot market. If that house sells, and bear in mind it's possible that house may already have a conditional offer on it. But the key thing to remember here is it will automatically delete them from your list. So you don't need to worry about taking them off if that home is no longer available. But also, on the map part of the website, it will place them as a red dot on the map. So you will actually be able to look as a bird's eye view of a graphic map of where those homes are located. So maybe when all is said and done, you may actually discount one based on the fact it's way too far away from the school or the retail. And I love this thing too. This is the comparison list. So you can actually, you don't even have to make these favorites, but you can compare up to five properties, and on one screen have all the homes listed. Again, an opportunity to clarify and distinguish the plus and minuses of each listing simply by clicking on the compare, which is a little group of homes icon beside the heart or the favorite icon. And that's just fantastic because it'll actually give you a list. And you can see whether it's, you know, whether it used an oil furnace or a gas furnace, or whether it's got a lawn or no lawn, or acreage pool, no pool, this sort of thing. So, again, helps to clarify and bore down on that list. What about the location tab, Dale? This is a great one. It'll give you directions to the home. So if you're coming from another community, if you're coming from another town and you want to get there, number one. But what I like it for is that you can now, if you're comparing homes or you're trying to figure it out, you could actually put in the address of your work, where you're working or where your partner in this transaction is going to work, and you can determine then the travel time. So if you say, and this is a common one, I don't want to drive more than 30 minutes to work. So you can now put in the location of your work or even to grandma's house or a vacation property and find out what that distance is. It may be the great home, and then there's the other home, but when it comes down to how far away it is from work, then this may help to give you better clarification on whether it's the home for you.
Absolutely. And just like the walk score, Dave, I'd recommend that people validate the location. I mean, this is a great start. They're usually very accurate, but occasionally a property will be won't even be close. I mean, you might see something in northwestern Canada, and you know it's on.
I've never been to northwestern Canada before. No, like you mean like the Yukon?
Like it just can be.
I hear you.
It just can be you know way out of civilization. Yeah,
but as a first pass, it still gives you a little bit of a.
Most of the time, very accurate, very useful tool. But just be prepared. Just you know, funny story. I had a couple from Lethbridge, Alberta. Mm. They found me. They wanted to move here to either Northumberland County or to Peterborough area. And so they flew here. We met. I had a day to show them things that were suitable to them. Then they were going to Peterborough for a realtor to see other suitable properties. And while we were meeting, we were passing by a property that they really hadn't thought of could be an option. And I said, well, I'll show you a neat thing. And I went to realtor.ca to show them how to use that mobile app, which I've used many times, and it works. It didn't work that day. And so,
of course,
I'm trying to show them what a neat little
Easterner you.
Yeah, neat little piece of equipment this was, and you know, all we got was a chuckle.
Well, we lived in Manitoba and Alberta, which I've said many times. Only when you live in only when you meet people from Manitoba and Alberta are you ever referred to as an Easterner, but you are referred to as an Easterner. So we're running out of time here. I got to rock and roll here. So the last tab is the demographics tab. This is a demographics. It gives you a taste of the neighborhood where the home is located. And this is using StatsCan info. So it is good info. You know, do you want a retirement community? Do you want a community that has young families in it? It'll tell you about the population growth and projection, if those are pluses or minuses for you, depending on where you are in the stage of your life. So again, a great tab there. Great charts, gives you great information, and I think it also gives you great links to other information down the line if you like, for if you're looking for it.
Absolutely. And Dave, if our listeners are looking at this on Realtor.ca, the real estate agents, they even have more in-depth information. You know, this is a great first place to look. Talk to your realtor. They can even dig up better information for you, and you can learn more about the properties you're interested in. So Another great episode, Dave. Next week we're getting into our 1 year anniversary.
We are.
I would like to highlight some of the highlights, and
okay,
and some of the things that we found amusing over the past year,
like the show.
Yeah,
our ability, our technical ability is going to be right there. But you can get on to the Northumberland 89.7 website to if you missed any of today's show, or if you want to listen to any past shows, they are all on podcast. So we want to thank all of you listeners for tuning in today. And if you have any questions or comments or any topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, please feel free to contact Dave at emailing Dave at realityrealty.ca, or you can contact Dale by emailing Dale at DaleBryant.ca, or call into the radio station 905-372-2391.
Good thing
that was a struggle.
Yeah, good thing it's the end of the show. Don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio.